Hello, this is Scott Wells for Scott's Podcast, and here it is today on Wednesday, I guess it is, on June the 22nd. I'm here with Gregory Wilson. Hello, Gregory.
Hello.
So glad to have you here. I wanted to ask you, there's so many things we could talk about, but I want to talk about today actually performing on demand. Now, you are known as really an impromptu type of performer, and so when are there times that you feel that it's not appropriate to perform? We were out last evening, and you said, somebody said, hey, show me a trick, So, other times that you might say, gladly, or you will just, walk up to, although that you really don't do cocktail parties or walk around kind of thing. So I'm kind of going different directions, but the question is, when do you find it appropriate and other times when you don't think it's right to do magic?
That's a good question, and I think you're asking that because of what happened last night, right?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I don't think that question would have ever come up, and the more specifically, the question is, when will you not perform?
That's right.
Because usually I'll perform it at a drop of a hat, but last night the bartender was a little bit demanding.
Seemed to be.
Show me a trick.
Yeah. So, no, you're a magician. Show me a trick.
Show me a trick.
And it was a tone of voice.
Yeah. So why would you want to perform for somebody who is that assertive, that aggressive? You can only expect bad things. What good could come out of that?
Yeah.
Because it was very challenging and. I'm just sensing a heckle.
Yeah.
I'm just sensing that he was...
There's a no-win situation, basically.
No-win. That's probably the best way to put it. Okay. And so I like what Nate Leipzig proposes, a famous gentleman magician from the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Max Bellini?
Nate Leipzig.
Nate Leipzig.
Yeah. He would actually say, if someone said, show me a trick, he would say, yes, soon. Or maybe later, or we'll get around to that. So by the time you asked a second time, and sometimes even a third time, you would be as charming as he was. You'd be as much of a gentleman as he was. You wouldn't want to heckle because you're grateful that he's going to finally show you something.
Right.
It's called reach and withdraw. And the first person to talk about that was Al Schneider. And I've been using that system for 25 years when I first read about Inventor of Matrix. If you reach, they're going to withdraw. If you withdraw, they're going to reach. And get them to reach enough times, they're going to be gentlemen and respectful and grateful when you finally show them something, rather than being an organ grinder monkey boy who performs at the drop of a hat. Bam.
Yeah, a lot of magicians, particularly myself, when you're new into magic, you want to share that. You're so excited. I mean, it's like you're a witness, and you carry tricks around your pocket all the time,
Yeah, so if you're always loaded for bear, you're always ready to perform anytime, anywhere, under any conditions, but that's the tricks themselves. Now you have to think the next level, who am I performing for and why? Is it just to gratify my own ego, or is it to have a shared experience, a shared positive experience where everybody wins? If it's just me trying to show him something and look superior, so I think some magicians have that kind of attitude where you're threatening the sense of order and logic of somebody with these gotcha tricks. That's not a win-win situation. And then also, you've got to do it where they come out looking like a hero. Not necessarily hero, but everybody is happy and delighted that you were there and you showed them something. I'm kind of babbling now because I forget the first thing
you
said.
What about approaching people? I was talking about, you don't do cocktail parties, or you really don't work restaurants or whatever, in those situations, you are going up to a group of people who may not even know why you're there. Do you not work those venues because you don't feel comfortable walking up to someone, or why?
No, I think just 95% of my work now is stage work, and I prefer stage work personally because, A, you get paid a whole lot more. B, there's kind of a celebrity status kind of thing. Who was that masked man?
Yeah.
And for a close-up,
it's funny that you're known as an impromptu guy, though.
Impromptu and close-up.
And close-up, yeah. And that 95% of what you actually make your living on is stage.
Is stage. Well, 5% of it is, 5% of it is doing a walk-around, but it's based on me doing the stage show and coupling it with close-up. So I'll do close-up and stage. But what I've learned, this is extremely important, I learned this serendipitously. One time they didn't have time for me to do close-up magic, so I did it at the end. It was 10 times better at the end.
Yeah.
So you do the stage show and then close-up afterwards.
Perfect. Good advice from Greg Wilson. Thank you very much, Greg. And I think that's all for now. This is Scotty.